Good afternoon. My blog today is called The Nursery Web Spider. New Brighton in Christchurch is apparently latest home to a spider family that's considered by New Zealand authorities as non-threatening. We are talking about the Dolomedes minor species, known also as the nursery web spider, which is native to New Zealand. A fairly accurate description given is that it has a black body with white stripes on its back, sporting red legs, and the one sighted by a young couple out on a walk with their dog was the size of a roll-on deodorant. The female of the species is usually twice the size of the male. The next day it was found that babies had been hatched overnight, being definitely of a smaller size. Apparently the photos taken by Anarumi Kaere, which we share here in our blog, show our spiders sitting on the top of a nursery, which according to experts should be full of babies. Obviously from the additional creatures running around the following day, it was. It is great to be able to breathe a sigh of relief that they are completely harmless. No matter where you walk, whether it be at sea level or at the top of the mountains, the nursery web spider can be found in gorse, shrublands, swamplands, or even amongst the grass. Their hunting activities take place mostly at night due to their nocturnal habits. You will know where they are as their thickly webbed white nests can be seen firmly attached to the ends of plants, where their mothers will continue to stay once the construction of their nurseries has been completed. And what they do is go down to the base of the stalk where they have constructed their webs. It's like babysitting to make sure they're safe. November to May are our summer months here in New Zealand. That's when they are most prolific. The mothers carry their egg sacs for 5 weeks in their fangs before they actually start to build their nursery webs, which vary in length up to and more than 6 inches. The purpose of the web is not to catch their food, as is common in other spider species, but to actually serve as a nursery, housing eggs as well as newborns. This protection is not needed long, as within 7 days or less they start to emerge from the nest, and before 2 weeks are up they have ballooned away to new horizons. Adult males will do their best at this time to mate with young virgin females to avoid being eaten up by their female counterparts. The diet of the nursery web spider consists of smaller creatures such as tiny insects, bees, earthworms, fly larvae, other spiders, locusts, or even entities that are recently deceased by various means. It's to be noted here that the webs are never used to trap prey. They are indeed great hunters of their own accord, using a come-hither approach rather than being the aggressor. Their eyes are quite fascinating, however they rely on touch and chemistry rather than on sight. They eat quickly and have been known to catch other prey while still eating, holding them down until they have finished feeding on what they're eating before starting on the next one, like lining them up. The reason behind this is that there's very little to eat at night, so they have to hurry when food is available. Insects instinctively go home and hide just after twilight, and then do not emerge again until just before dawn, so our nursery spiders have to be quick in order to survive. Until the news item was released, I didn't know anything about the nursery web spider. Therefore, it has been quite opening to learn about them today. Look, thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.